as we mentioned before, the Rif is understood different ways by different people. We happen to like the Ravid. The Ravid understands the Rif to mean that there's no din of every single woman that she gets married has to be checked 3 times. The Rif never meant that. He never meant it. On the contrary, you see from the fact that the Braisa says, the Braisa of Roa Machmas Tashmish, which will, you know, we have to get to it later, to what Da Makam it's Hashem at great length, and the next sheet we should have to you by Wednesday, because hope so, Blinetta, that the first one doesn't count, right? You check 3 times, da 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 da. Everyone saw the Braisa? Just see it quoted in the Rif. The Rif quotes it here on what's called page Dalit, Tana Rabbanan, and that's right after Gimel. That's the juxtaposition that the Shach points out. These things for Ross Adam Machmas Tashmish, Meshemeshes Parmishon, and Shnei Shishes. Then you check 3 times. Case of Bodekas Atzmav, etc., etc. But the first one doesn't count. So the Rabbi makes a big deal of the fact that the first one is Lav Mi Minyona. Doesn't count. I actually saw already. Doesn't count. You know why it doesn't count? Because you didn't check before. That doesn't count. Because the blebber could have been there from hours before the Tashmish. You see, therefore, that the first one, the Rif does require, Bidiki understands, Kodah Menachah Tashmish, but that's only if there's a Reisa. She saw once. If she didn't see the first time, it didn't require, I mean, the first time she saw Machmas Tashmish, she clearly didn't check before. If she would have checked before, she would have had beer. Right? So, and there was no need, and it wasn't Be'isr, because there's no need. There's no need. And therefore, that's the Ravid's beautiful proof that he thinks the Pshat and the Rif is correct. And the Shach jumps on this Ravid big time. You get the impression Shach said it before you saw the Ravid. Then I saw the Ravid. And the Shach's big deal is the fact that the Rif quotes these halachas of 3 times in Hilchos Ksubis, not in Hilchos Nida. How can that be? Torah says, he writes, the Shach, no nafkamina fichos nida. We'll see soon that that's an overstatement. We'll come to it as we go. But this, the main nafkamina, he says, is in Hilchos Ksubis. We shall see it could flip back to Hilchos Nida in the case of Rasa, as we just so mentioned ago, but that can be derived from Rav Machmas Tashmish, as we shall see momentarily. Fine. So Rav Osai, let's go slow. The Rambam holds in Hilchos Yisurei Bir Pegdal Locha Tazayin, you have a Vesis, there's no Taurus, you still need a Bedika Achat Tashmish. Where do you get it from? Where do you get it from? So you have to say Pshat as follows. The Gemara Naf Yud Aleph and Beis, Rashi explains Migu, that you have to do a bedika for Taurus, you have to do a Labayla. Well, Rashi explains there, Kodim Tashmish, Migu of Acha Tashmish. The Rambam learns no. Migu, that you require Osekas B'Taharis, you need a bedika Kodim Tashmish. Right? That's a different kind of a Migu. Kitzer, we'll come to the discussions as we go. Let's focus on the Rif for the moment. There are at least, before we get to the Ravid that you never did anything, there are at least 3 other Pshatim before we even get to the Ravid. First is the Rosh. The Rosh holds you don't need a Bedika Kodim Tashmish. That's his whole Vard, all his Kashis. If you need after, you don't need before. That's his assumption. Whereas the Ramban, at least the way it is Halachas, assumes that you have to have a Bedika Kodim to the Rif Kodim Tashmish as well. Of course, you understand where the Machlokas comes from, because the Rif understood the 2 Bedikas for the husband and the wife. So this led the Rosh to conclusion, that's a little shot in the Gemara that way, and therefore you have no source to say Kodim Tashmish. The proof of the pudding is in the Tur. Look at the Tur quotes this again. Open to the Tur Kuf Pei Vav. It's so clear in the Tur. Pirish of Alpha Shabodekas Achatashmish, he vahu. That's how you want to shot in the Gemara. Not the way the Beis Yosef said. That the Ramban added that on both sides. The Ramban added that. That's not the way he, the Torah, understood the Rif, because the Torah followed his father, the Rosh. Ha ha! Father knows best, right? So if the Rosh said that according to the Rif, he don't need a Bedika before, then the Torah followed that. The Ramban added a Bedika before. And how did the Mordechai understand the Rif? So that's a little tricky. We didn't even start this yet. Let's see it now for the first time. The beginning of Siman Tov, Shin, Lam, and Hey, and the Mordechai, how he understood the Rif. We'll see, did he understand it correctly, incorrectly? How exactly did he understand it? Take a look, please, we're both at the beginning of Tov, Shin, Lam, and Hey, towards the beginning. Let's start, if you have to say Mordechai is me, page Aleph, column 2, towards the top. Paragraph begins, Meshameshes, Bebeid Eidim. Chad Yachat Tashmish, V'yechol Lefnei Tashmish. V'hein Hein Yivsua, Shemodiyin also she tmeya v'tikuneha v'tikuna shemlo nimtza nimtzeis tmeya muteris v'etol garsha ayin bi'alfis pregamon dizonis. So the Mordechai already makes a reference to the Rif. Reference number one. Reference number two is in the very next paragraph. The very next paragraph. Look what he says. He says it's false, but he quotes the Ista Mefarshi of Rashi. We call that the Rach. The Rebbe in the time that way. Will defeat the Ram, but the eighth line of paragraph Omar Rav. Isha Shein Leveses Tricha B'Digal Lebala. V'Nirali the Das Alphis Kain. He thinks that according to the Rif, you always need a B'Digal all the time. Avo we pass a fili shein the best is a valid bar bedika. It's not lataris. That's the way we pass it now. La locha. But the Mordechai would have it that the Rif hold you always need a bedika. Now the Beis Yosef just can't believe what the Mordechai said. Open again since you're in the tour already. Let's take a look at the Beis Yosef and see that he quotes this interpretation. He just doesn't believe it. Where is this? Page Chaf Hey in my print, paragraph over Torahs. Okay, and they say that the Rif requires only three times. The last two lines of that paragraph, v'shalok k'divrei Mordechai, shekosav shenira the das alfis the isha she'en levesas tricha b'dika lebala v'lo chilek ben shalosh pamim harishonim l'shar pamim. Wow, so you have the two extremes. You gotta love Agadolim. Gotta love it. The standard shot of the Mechaber and the Ramban and the Rosh is that he needs a Bedika three times. The Rosh is only after Ramban and Halacha says even before. Fine. But you have two extremes. The Raiva says he never needs, and the Mordechai says he always needs. So here, Arba Perushim, I can see the question of the next Bechina. Arba Perushim B'Dirvei Arif, what he said, what did he say? We have four pshat. But you know, that could be what we call a fifth pshat. Let's take a look, Rabosai. The Beis Yosef thought that the Mordechai is completely wrong, but the Bach somehow defends that. Take a look at the Bach. You have a Bach, Rabosai. Take a look. It's page Chof Gimel, it's in my print. He quotes the Mordechai. Ruhua Midvarov. Paragraph begins Avo Midivri Mordechai. The fourth line. Ruhua Midvarov. The Alpha Pishim Mefarosh Kapir Shirosh. The Beis Eidim Chadaf Neitashish Chalacha Tashish. Mikomakom. Heim Tikunea Omer. Haleh Dale Acha Tashmish. The Meir Al Tikunea. Shemuteris Labaila. Feitzor Legasha Kapir Shalfas. Zeshakosav Ayan Bialfas. Remember that the first Mordechai that we saw. Uvu Oda Mordechai Shah, Alpha Alpha Sabbath Shrikh Libdok Bene Tashmish, The Bach is not happy. We quoted the previous paragraph that you have to bedika afterwards and not before. Tema gedola lo matzuch bedika lefetashmish u matzuch achatashmish ve'ipcha mistabra. He's not happy with the rush. That was only after before. He says ipcha mistabra. Not so clear ipcha mistabra. Anyway, back to the Bach where we just left off. Oh, afal gav the isha lo timsa. Hold on. A new paragraph. If you have my print, the nearer the das of the computer Rashi Rabbeinu Tam, he shall the vessel stricha b'dika liola. What he said? Kashle they ma pirish arif hainig to kunele to the achat tashmish v'lo pirish also alei shel lifnei tashmish demetak in also matir lebar lekol anoshim the akar tzorach lo b'daf nei tashmish stricha b'dika lechalap barashol shpiyamim k'mon the achat tashmish. Can hoyal the first hena tikunea gamal abdigal lifnei tashmish by tzorach loma tzvil rif hena tikunea hu habedum hena ibusel the v'shalosh pomen bilvad min mala ibus afal tikunea v'shalosh pomen bilvad uchus gashen ro adam umetak nosa hashto akorah the ain tikunzeb the shalosh pomen ala abdigal the achat tashmish to metel as the baila ben tzor the garsha the abdigal lifnei tashmish tzvicha livdak liolam ha pshat number 5. The Bach defends the Mordechai. The Mordechai is nobody's fool. He knew about the three times. He knew very well about the three times. The three times is Achat Tashmish. Lifnei Tashmish is Leolam. Wow. The Ipchem is Tabernik. He thinks the other three are Ipchem is Tabernik. The Rosh said you need after, not before. And the Bach says for the rest of a life, you need before, not after. Now, what can I say? This is what the... Okay. So we have 5 different interpretations, gentlemen, of Shitas HaRif. Got it straight? Let's just review. We had the Ravid, the Rosh, the Ramban, the Pashup Shah and the Mordechai, the way the Beis Yosef learned, and the Bat Shah and the Mordechai. Okay? Adkan. 5 Shot. Okay. Let's now discuss the Shach. The Shach, as you know, is a Ravid fan. There's no question. He doesn't hide his affiliations. And and I think he's right. I have to be, what can I tell you? Everyone thinks he has to look his own way. But the Shach gets into a little bit of a trouble here. And he gets out of it 2 ways. I'd like to share with you the wisdom today of the Pardes Rimonim. He has pages on this. Can't read all the pages. But some of the pages. The Shach, Kuf Pevav, Sivkot, Nalas. Alf. Yes. Is das Rivka das kol haposkim? You don't require any bedika, not before, not after. That's why I didn't quote it anywhere in the Ilchus Nida. He says Sabbos Mekel. Okay, nothing in the Ilchus Nida, nothing. Why? Now we have no taharis, no bedika. Nafkamina, there is a nafkamina. Isha sharoa sadam machmas tashmish. The tzricha bedika gimel pavim mishemeshes beedim at the brisa. The kos for rif miyad basachi. Afa pishi brisa besof nida. Some cholakan they say in yenechal the pirashdi ah meiridik. So they say as a stira and the shach, the riff left it out in hilchos nida. What do you mean? But he needs it in hilchos nida. The answer is no. That which is needed in hilchos nida is derived from the very next brisa. So you don't have to quote it. You only have to quote it in ksubas. Not in for ksuba. Basically, it's a little bit tricky. V'hayad enoket nisis v'ro'as adam machmas tashmish from mishamesh as parim shonu shniyos shiz mashma the kamaisa. Labi binyani, the kol shloras and avas tasha in shiur b'dika klal. It sounds like he thought of this on his own before seeing it in the Ravid, because he quotes the Ravid all later on. This is the Ravid's big chiddush. Oh, he says, "Yindid lo nafkimina b'mayda alokam chidim ben atignus. Rakan yin ksuba nafkimina alokam chidim ben atignus. Lo afsidu ksubasa ashe teshamish gimel pamim lafuk b'rav meir." Now, Mari Baroa Machmas Tashmish. Fisomach Atzel Bixubis. Amash Kova Barais Ultra Rabbachinim Antingus. Kabi Bryce throws a Machmas Tashmish. That's Pshat number one in the Shach. Pshat number two in the Shach. Oh, Efshar. Tlinin Ksuba Shumomen. Motzi Abal Lameimar. She never saw anything. He can still go out come with a claim. Keva de Eloch Veses. You have no Veses, lady. He married her. Couples should not be discussing their private issues before marriage. So when he married, he had no idea. She has a Veses. No Veses. I'm not discussing a woman who never saw a brother in her life. That's a serious shadow with a disclosure obligation. Rabbi Moshe is a Pella Otzim. You don't have to disclose. That's a Pella de Kapsak. If she doesn't see it all, she's 20 years old, she's getting married. It's impossible on the estate to follow Rabbi Moshe Kapsak. But that's a very rare case. But she's regular, irregular. Today, in today's world, half the women of the world are irregular. The Mechaber says, Rabbi Moshe Kapsak versus Kavua. That, forget about it. But even when others say that there's at least a certain range, even that today is very very common. It's just somewhat unpredictable. Anyway, Vaita, back on the Shach. He says, Eini rotin litanok suba ulashamashimach, elabi edim, shemetia roa da machmas tashmish, umishamash vedim sholosh pavim, shetayotot shuv michashash roa da machmas tashmish, abavadi abalo kopid, mishim ksuba linin isa namilo boy bedika klal. Kain Nirali, that's the second pshat. Two pshat. Well, let's analyze these two pshatim more carefully based upon the Paradis Rimonim. I'll give you the Maram Malkam to see it. It's one long Paradis Rimonim, the whole Kuf Pei Vav. It's one big thing. If you have the page numbers here, Kuf Pei Vav begins. It's a pretty short sif. But it's all called Sif Se Chacham. The whole thing's all on the Shach. It begins on page 100. A.K.A. Nun Amid Beis, and it goes all the way to Nun Vav, all called Sif Se Chacham. It's just one long run-on paragraph. It goes from 100 to 111. Mamish has 11 pages of basically a run-on paragraph. 11 doesn't come up for air once. It's like Parshas Miketz. You know, we just go from one beginning to the end. No, take it back. There's one paragraph. There's one after the first. Come out a run-on paragraph. almost a run-up. So I'm going to give you the brief Maramakam where to find all these things. This is on page Nun Dalet Amud Beis, going over to Nun Hey Amud Aleph. He's saying Pshat in the Riff. Beautiful, beautiful Pshat. That's what he says. Beautiful Pshat. What? Put Rabbi Chanina ben Antigas in context. He's coming to answer a mayor. Rameyah says two things. No veses, you are suah to your husband, you have no ksuba. He's afraid. So Rabbi Chini says back to him, no. Mishameshes b'edim. Now, what's Mishameshes b'edim? Mishameshes b'edim, gentlemen. Why? Because of taros. Umimela yoilu lahoedim. Gam legabe baila. The bitikuneo. The evil cell, we'll find that through them. That's not the main point. The main point is what, Rabbi Osai? Taurus. If there's no Taurus, you don't need anything. The rabbi is right. The shach is right. But if she's a suga b'taurus, once she's a suga b'taurus and she has two b'dikas anyway, it has two effects: a tikkun and an evus. Oh, what does that mean? What does that mean? When Rabbi Chanina says Meshameshes be'edim, Zeinu chidush din shelo, Raku kamo hakdama, Hamashasim tikune etc. Because assuming that Rabbi Chanina thinks only said his word when she is betaris, it's pshita. You have to have it's off in the Mishnah. You have to check all the time asuga betaris. Oh, so tikune avi will say. What does it mean? Ain't asuga. You never need anything checked. You don't need. You have to arrive it. Asuka, mandamastiyot the regular pshat like Rashi's pshat. So what does it mean? How many bedikas? He didn't say anything. One, three, forever. Didn't say a word. Oh, how do you know the din? Oh, says now you know it. Look at the brayser. Oh, machmas tashmish. He quotes the very next line. What do you see from there? Enen Aseres Adgilma Pamim. So the Rif had it quoted over here, because from there we learn to hear. Oh, Meridik. That has the most unbelievable vort. Watch this. Anav Samach Vav. Let's just open up the Samach Vav briefly. I know I'll be the next Ma'am Akomas. I'm taking a liberty to quote it. We have to. We have no choice. The Rif quotes it's part of the Sugya. But we'll see it be Ian Rav. Be on the next sheet. But let's just see a little bit over here. But kids are nimrits. The Bryce is Samach Vav with Aleph. The whole discussion over here of a woman, we're not sure if she's raw machmas tashmish or not. So what do? Do a special kind of a shvoferis. Case the bodeka says atzma, but via shvoferis. In this discussion, so we say, when does this happen? The third husband. Frek the Gemara, do it at the first husband. Why should she get divorced from the first husband? And call that spoiled shavus. Not every man's anatomy. Every man has a different anatomy. I, the first be of the third husband? No. And kol hakochel shavus. Not every be is the same. All these discussions over here. Oh, that's a Gemara. We're going to get to the Protim a little bit later on, even though I told you the real case never happens. But the Beis Yosef asks a kasha. I'll read you from the Paras Gemara. You can look it up yourself in Siman Kuf Pei Zayim. I'll read you from here. Eich samchina lahater b'bdikas shvoferes. Nebegamkein ein kol hatzbos ve'en kol hakochel shavus. How can you rely on a b'dikas shvoferes? Maybe the next husband or the next beer there will be done. What are the answer? Lo arminan svarazu rak lakula. Lakula, not to give a woman a status of raw machmas tashmish, will say, maybe this is a different etzba, different b'dika, etc., etc. Ushim the harov misayala. The rov nashim ein roas dam b'shas tashmish. So I said, Beis Yosef Kuf Pei Zayin, look it up. Fine. Says the Halakha Paradis, it was the last few lines on page 108. Comes the Mavua, the Loazlina, Basaruba, Rakbi Isura. Ava Bamona, Kaimlan, the Loazlina, Basaruba. Everybody knows that. Hein Atos, the Shabbat, the Riashach. Havada, the Gambo, Idno, Lekataras, and Kosei, Ganaf, Kamil, and Isura. Bim Ross, of Hamaras, Machmas, Tashmish, Shubasula, Barla, Chidagim, upon him. Fine. As we just saw, kids are a riff pekan. Preshnu b'ksubis. This is top of nun head. B'linyan ksub olo neida hadin zulas tivi rabchidim anatignis. Hanal. Temehak b'raisa the periktinokes hava amino. Listen carefully. The daf galinyan isa being him upon him. Shuv darmina nein kol hakochel shavus, kevan darov misayla kana. Avlin ksuba yochol lo tzia b'lo ksuba b'pamachas. Yeah. To ach svar nein kol hakochel lo amina rak b'pasarov kanal. Uve momen hol azina basaruba v'yochol abal litom sheni mechayim mechuyav litom lo ksuba kevan sharoch marastashish pamachas v'muchzu b'ksubasa. Maybe they can tie this crazy husband want to have. Sees an opportunity, right? Get out of the marriage on a ksuba. It's hard for us to think in these terms, but that's what's happening in the sugya. Ulam, says the Halakha Paras Shimonim, mehachta v'chidim ben antignas shabim uchat alon, didin isu lebaila v'din siluk subasa shavinein. There are meir tarti kama isura mamona, the asu lebaila v'en lo ksuba lo t'nai ksuba. Hey, Shabbat Chanina. No, you're wrong. You're wrong. Easter, we know how much you need three times and often a brisa. Catch this now, brilliant. Umemela the huadinin and ksuba. Vatabaza who pushed him of war. Vatabaza mechabel of a raya. Listen to this weird thing about. The hagab the loas dina bimam and basaruba. Omnam kan. Talia dina mama bidina Easter. The mash ain't look suba the rameir. The farshina natan b'shas shom, the came and lo chazil the bia less luksuba, me'at the kolz man shelo nivdigal gim apamim, the muteres lebayla hari chazil the bia u'me'el le'yesh luksuba me'yridik. Ah, although normally a mitzvah mechavel of araya, here, what's his taina? I'm not going to give her a ksuba, not because she's roa machmas tashmish. That's a principal question. Lamaisa, I can't live with her. Yeah, but the halacha is you're out of the law because you follow the rope. Once you're allowed to live with her, you can't get out without a ksuba. She wants it mitvash. Maisa, this is a beautiful pshat. Meridik a pshat that the pot, this is the first pshat in the shach. Gentlemen, this is page 109. A little bit into the page. And the last paragraph began on page 100. So we're running a paragraph from 100 to 109. Finally, half on our base. Amazing. Yes, sir.
Isn't it true that Rabbi Kidanger says that even though we don't call Basar Rub back on this, if it's a Ruba to Ruba, that's super Aluta Ruba, we would?
So maybe it's not a Ruba. I don't know what level Ruba
this
is.
This never happened, so it might.
That's what I think. But maybe those days, maybe it did happen. They checked. It must have happened. Okay, so you're right. There is a Rabbi Kiva like that. But Ha'of on our base. The word Ha'of on is a big, bold letters. It's the first time since page 100. You know, today's print, this, you couldn't get away with this. You know, 9 straight pages without a bold. Okay. But in those days, people had patience. Today, you can't get more than 3 words without a pesach. Okay. We saw the second shot. Okay. So the second shot he quotes at the Kreis Uplasi is very upset. And here, column 2, the Paras Shimonim is a little bit, if you get an impression, he's a little bit conceding to the crazy place. Sotu the crazy place in the fourth line of the second column. The Yevshe Lahamid, the B'divir Abachananim, Chanim Ben Antigas, Da'ak Shabal Makbid. The Hadino Kama. Now, the Shach didn't use the word, most of the words of the Shach use in the second Shach. Rabosai, the Shach on Tupshot. What was the second shot in the Shach? Oh, Efshar. Depends which print you have. Oh, Efshar. The Linyan Ksuba Shumam and Motzi Abal and Meimar came in the Eloch Meses and he wrote to live in the. There's some kind of Kpeda the Baal has. What exactly is this? What's he saying over here? Not completely clear. What exactly is the husband saying? I couldn't figure out myself. What is he saying? What is the husband saying? So, the Parashim was saying Pshat like it. Either this means the Pshat in the words of the Shach. Oh, he's tweaking a little bit. I'm not sure what he means over here because he's conceding to the place. He fought the place off a whole page. The place is wrong. The place. He bangs the place big time. How can the place forget a Mishnah? Nobody really happy. He's not happy with the place. I'm not going to go into those fist fights. You can look at yourself. But here he concedes. Aye. To hide the riff? No, but the 3 times. Yeah. Meredith, he says. Watch for a second. A slight. No. Listen carefully. Listen carefully. When a Chanina ben Antignus says, "Hein ivuseh, hein tikuneh, bishlom hein ivuseh, osi shapir, the zula asa edim he muteres lebailo, tlo chashina and shematira machmas tashmas." If it's only if there's no taras, as we said, ach meyacher, the belav hachi tzrichel leshamish beedim mishum taras, yochol lios, shaedim yigun bula ivus, receive 3 times machmas tashmas through lebailo. Fine. So what does it mean? Hein tikuneh. The mashmash sha'edim osim la eza tikun v'zeino di la'olam ein la tikun ayadei ha'edim me'achad de gamzula sabdika hi muteres labaylo v'en in the srechas atikun ha'edim klal. This is a horror. What's in a tikun? You must say pshat as follows. Ramea has 2 dinim. Isir, Mammon. He says, no, you're wrong on both. Again, Kevish Yimishameshes B'Eidim B'Lavachim Mipas Taris, in the case of Taris. Kena'eidim Alolo Hein Ibuseo Ta'asir if she sees 3 times. Yeah. But the Tikunea catches now the Ninksuba. The B'Lavachim, if not for the 3 Eidim, if not for the Eidim, excuse me, of Taris, Yochol Abal Ishomet Veloma She'ein Luxuba Achi is Bar Adomar Imein Aroa Machmas Tashmashu Kana Vaye Edeidim is Bar Adomar She'yesh Luxuba. Until now we said that she has a Ksuba because the Isser depends upon the Mammon depends upon the Isser. Now he's saying in the second shot the Mammon can be independent. That's the tikkun, that since she has to check for a taras anyway, So that's going to help her out to get a ksuba. And now we no longer have taris. So therefore, for Easter, if she never saw anything, it's no problem. But Shitaka won't get a ksuba. Miata. Came in Rabbi Chanina ben Taglis kilo devar of Yoma to ben in Easter, ben in ksuba. Hatik and va'ivas shalom. Wapi Aidim, yeah, him came. Kemo de ha'ivas shalom. Then you iser. Aidim that says kimachal gimel pamim kanal. That's the before shabraisa. Kemo kain. Hatik and shalom. Then you ksuba. Aidim is bar bavadai. She has ksuba. Achet is chazek gimel piyamim. We understand why he brought it in ksubis. There we understand. You need a ticket for ksuba. Subtiko gimel pamim. So I think that he's saying pshat in the shach that way, in the second pshat in the shach. He was saying the first pshat in the shach and the second pshat in the shach, stam a woman, has no vessels, never did any bikis, and that's it, the husband dies. Let's not talk, I don't know what's sad about death or divorce. Husband dies. So his Yorushim will say, we know what's going on, our father told us, and we're not going to give any ksuba, because there was never any bidikis. According to the first pshat, they tell him to man, they tell him, jump in the lake. Since she was muteres, and the whole has a ksuba because of the iser, so she gets ksuba even without any bedikas. According to the second pshat, and a chanan, the yorushim can say, or if he divorced, he can say, I'm not going to give you a ksuba. You never determine that you're not a roel machmas tashmish. Either we're living together the whole time. Okay, that was for iser, but not for mama. That's the difference between the two pshatim and the shach. But it's giving you bekitzer nimrus, this whole long parashah you bought. That's what I wanted to share with you. But then I want to share one more thing. I asked the Olim to find anywhere else who agreed with that Mordechai. Did you find anybody? I gave you a whole day to figure it out. You found someone?
No,
I quotes the Mordechai. Quotes the Mordechai. Okay, quotes. But it's not in the Shulchan Aruch, and to my knowledge, it's not in any of the notes of Caleb. So I found this again in the part of Shimon and talks about it. Meridik. Mamish Meridik. I'll show it to you. I was very excited to see that the part of Shimon spoke about this Nakuda, because as I told you, I had spoken about it as well. I actually even written about it. That this sheet of the Mordechai is a sheet that's yochid, and no one paskins that way. It can't be, etc., etc., etc. Okay, the part of Shimon at the and Nun Dalar Amar Aleph, the bottom of the first column. I'll give you the sources. At first glance, says you know he thinks that the Mordechai is right. Let me explain to you why he thinks he's right. It's a tentative, don't go away. Don't leave. He thinks he's right. Why? Look what he says. Oh, watch this. He says, the Mordechai says, you need shakras v'yarvis. Wait, what about lifnei tashmish? Tzorach loma. To l'ravus akos of a Mordechai. Tafilu shakras v'yarvis tzricha bediga lifnei tashmish. Why? Where do you get it from? I'm a Mishnah of Fureshes. Not found the Shulchan Aruch. No, a Mishnah of Fureshes. Yeah. What's that? Shem Masnis in Otnan. Kol hani bedika sanal dafir alaf from an alaf mishnah. Rak the bishas, he said, Amar Shmuel lo ari rak mahatmas nisin rak ba'asuka ala be'ena asuka lo boy bedika v'kei the maskin and manos niha lo mas niha. Yeah. So therefore, we no longer accept the fact that the mishnah yiralaf asuka betaris imkain ari mas nisin dafir b'she'ena asuka betaris u'meila muchach mimas nisin. The tzricha lived on kolani bedikas kam the baila, including shachas v'yarvis. In case you're going to walk away in the middle of the shiur, the last line of this column says, "Ayn mashakos v'zel ahalon b'shitas Rambam zal shasasarti pirish the ayin shom." Doesn't let you wait to get to the next case. You guy walks out in the middle, someone stops reading in the middle. He tells you it's not true. It's beautiful, but it's not true. Why is it not true? Oh. Look what he says. This can be found the next end of the next column. This is Nun Dal Amud Aleph going over to Amud Beis, where he says it's impossible to be true. Impossible to be true. Why? Look carefully. Look carefully. Oh. On the Macharayir, last two lines. Zeno, Temasnisin Vadai Ari Basuka Bataras Dafka. Why? Temasnisin Tony the Shrikha Bedika Bishas Shoveras the Shamash's Besa. He Bedika Lifne Tashmish. Okay, what's wrong? Ahmed Bates. Dalman Bates. Prebaze Gamaramba Mode. The Beyesh Laveses Ain Shrikha Lifne Lifne Tashmish. Raklet Snu Slavat. Uvamas Nisin Tani Srichos. Im came Bal Korchach Ayri Hachmas Nisin Beasuka Dafka. Uvaz and Nista Gamke Mashakosa Lamalabadasa Mordechai. Da Korchach Hitchuk Bedika Shachas Yarvis should the Sri Mas Nisin Ayri Beinasu Canal. Fiamma Holesa. The Beishla Veses Rebavuba Mordechai. The Luchuli Alma Ain Sarach Bedika. Uvas Nisin Har Ayri Beishla Veses. It says in the Gemara before Tav Yud Aleph Beis. Uval Kochel Tzoch Loma the Masnisin Ay Basuka Dafka Dafka Dafka. Ay Masniha Malo Masniha has on the details, but on this fact that the Mishnah itself is only a Suka Bataris, that's the Maskon according to everybody. So it was a great try by the Paras Shimonim to defend the Mordechai, but it fails. Now we have something that Mordechai is rejected by everybody. No one holds that way. And that was my extra knesh. The Morach Lishitoso, who required Sha'achwes V'yarvis by Zayin Akim, was Lishitoso that the Mishnah is referring to a case of Eina Suga Bataris. As we saw in the Paras Shimonim, it can't be. It's impossible. So we don't pass on that one. I'm sure the Morach had a Teretz, but the Paras Shimonim has no Teretz. Yes?
I think the Augur says that just when the Gemara says it's the Baila, she doesn't even think of Salimit L'chatchilo.
Aha. I guess what the Mordechai would say. Ogre said it before.
It's on the screen.
It's on the screen? No. Show me. Well, put the ogre on. I'm happy to put the ogre on the screen. We screen all good things. See if Halacha Minik, then we'll find it. What will we find? Halacha Minik?
Yeah.
Hold on. We show him. Ha-Ogur! Hold on.
It's
Hilchas Nida, yeah. Simon what? LF what?
Shinsama.
Here we go. We have good movies here. Okay. Show me. Slowly. Where's the Mordechai?
With the same mistake of Rashi or Berta.
Mordechai. Oh, that part.
But then at the end, he
ends
the line.
Hold on. Shachas V'Arvis Royal Hachmir. The end can time shall give the Bonokfa. Who's he calling it? The Orzarua. Oh, Darminon, Hanimil the Taras and the Balei Tzuka Bedika, at the Yevet Kori, Abel Chatchilas Yilchon Anichumis, Mordechai, as Shatna Mordechai. Okay, not bad. But again, you can't use the Yevet. What does the Yevet mean? What do you mean? Do you deal with Bedika before Tashmish? What do you mean, Bedi-Yevet? It doesn't mean Bedi-Yevet over here. It means it's a Chumra B'Yalma. That's what it means. You can't say Bedi-Yevet. You either need it or you don't need it. But that's the whole discussion. Do you need it or don't you need it? Is it Bidi Yevit? Along those lines. But Kitza, that's what he says. Okay. I think he probably was bothered with this kasha. And that's the terence he gave. So the Chatchila Bialma. Okay. So I say the same thing applies to Bidika Zayinaki. The Chatchila Bialma. Fine, but that doesn't apply when we have other considerations that we spoke about a long time ago. I don't want to go back there again. But Kitza, this is the Nakush. Fine, Gavaldik. Mamish Gavaldik. Now, let's take a look at the Chaim Hasdas, since we haven't opened him today, and he's my assignment for tonight. Let's open him at least, maybe remind me a little bit more. Chaim Hasdas, Sivkotin, Gimel. But now moving off the Rif, and Pshat going to the Rach. The Rach one requires Bedika forever. Take a look on the Karmaz Das, Kuf Pei Vav, Siv Katan, Gimel. Could that be? What is the Gimel? I don't see this. How can it be? It's not the Rach, it's not here in Gimel at all. Can't be Gimel. So where is it? Where is it called the Rach? Aleph? I'm not finding it. I thought it was here. I think I saw it before. Different prints. Somewhere, I believe, he explains the Rach, I'll pee the Ran. The Ran said that a woman, listen carefully, that a woman who has no veses, were afraid that Mikrim cause it. Mikrim cause it. And he said, what's Mikrim cause it? So maybe this Mikra of Tashmish causes it. And he holds, it's not enough to have three times to disprove that possibility. I'm finding it. Different prints. No.
The top of the column in Bays.
It's in Sifkot and Bays, right? I'm not finding it. I'm sure it's here. Remind me tomorrow to show me exactly where it is. I don't want to spend more time. Let's turn to the Sidrei Tara. The Sidrei Tara is discussing the question of Kodem Tashmish. Take a look. This is in Siv Kotan Dalit. Sidrei Tara Kuf Pei Vov Siv Kotan Dalit. Okay. Paraka Fahine, towards the end. A different verse. Hinei b'chidush al gemara ola b'dayti lama d'chehechi chashinan b'ein lo veses l'shem b'tira machmas ha-tashmish keva d'ein lo veses chashinan l'veses tol b'mikin k'mon 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 k'mon. Oh, at least we have the Ran. We saw the Ran. It's fun now. U'mishamachi chashinan d'shem b'machmas chimud tashmish tira. As Tosh says in Need Enough Memhei. Wow. In the vessel, machas chimu the tashmish rosa kodem a tashmish. Ach lo matzosi b'shum meforesh shakosav kein. It's a very nice chat. The reason why we suddenly require kodem a tashmish, maybe the chimu itself caused it. Or a different interpretation, since no one says that way. We should still rely on the fact, kem lo regisha mistama lo rosa, when you bediga, yeah. Ato yanti v'niru lil kashamidi. The Rambam Lishitoso Azil, watch this now. The Rambam is Lishitoso. Oh. Before we get to the Rambam Lishitoso, if the Pshat is that we're afraid that the Chimud will cause it, right? So, maybe we're afraid that she sees all the time, one of those two. The question will become, how do you rely on the B'dika Kodem Tashmish? That took place half an hour before. We spoke about yesterday. So in the next half an hour, the Chimud will get higher and higher and higher. She'll see right then and there. So Rav Moshe talks about this. This is in Chelek Beis, Simon Ayin Beis, Anaf Gimel, the very end of page Kuf Lamed Hei. He asked this kasha. If that's the issue, it's the Fakert. Look at the rats. Al zman muot ein lochosh af labo. Okay. Zman muot, small time, you don't have to worry about it. Oh. Now, so the Sidrei Tara says that the Rambam is Lishitoso. Because let's make this Rambam we spoke once before, but I want to read it to you again from inside. This is something very fascinating in Rambam. Amazing Rambam. Perek Dalid Halacha Tes. He has a Gevaldik Akasha that's in Reitar. The Rambam holds, unbelievable. Timasha Kosta Resh Perek Ches, Dilkha Surabiya, Kotel Lachalik Ben Yesh Leveses, Liyeh Leveses. Okay, this is enough on the Rambam. It's an amazing Rambam. It's a mind-boggling Rambam. I didn't pay much attention to it. But he says it. Yesh isha sheyesh leveses, yesh isha sheyen leveses. Elo lo targish biatzmo, ad sheyetze adam. Vele yom kvul riyosa. Vizu sheyesh leveses, he sheyesh lo yom kavu o miyeshim liyeshim, Omi arbo v'yesn arbo v'yesn oporos ha'yoseh. And he goes on. V'kodem sh'yovo adam tagish v'yasn mefahekes mesateshes choseshes pikresa shipulemeya etc. etc. This is the famous Rambam. Doesn't hold from Vesta Guf as an independent entity. He claims Rambam, Dr. Rambam claims that a woman who has a Vesis is likely to have physical manifestations which precede the onset of the dam. Whereas the woman who has no vessels, boom, she's like this. That's a medical. Go on to Google, Dr. Google, see if Dr. Google agrees with Dr. Rambam. I have my doubts. But that's the Rambam saying pshat. Unbelievable pshat. Look and see Reitara, watch. Yeah, you vessels. I look the young kabu of a gamma in my geshes beyond all the peer kvitish. I will ain't the vessels, ain't the young kabu of a gamma in my geshes. Shemachi nicha. So the fact that she doesn't feel anything doesn't prove anything. She has to bedik. Ma'ashenkin b'yesh lo veses samchina natama dargosha b'ofer zman ha-veses v'lobotka d'ein tzorach b'dika l'chadchila. The Rambam holds the woman who has a veses, he's the biggest maker in the world against the psak halacha. It's quoted one day. But we assume that if she passed the vessels, she's a surah lebaila. Rambam says no. You know why not? Because she was not margish. And everyone has the vessels is also margish. But ain't la vessels. Whoa! Gonna be the most machmir. Maybe she'll see with no warning. So every single woman requires ain't la vessels requires a bedikah kol natashmish. Ah, umasha matzricha Rambam bedikah lechol anoshim. Liyacha Tashmish. No, but she yesh leveses. She wasn't margish. What did he bedika for? Lo samchin in atam ad agosha. Hainu hecha de shimsha. De chashina and shema sovra agosha shamishu. Really, we should be makel. She do agosha. Maybe she really had agosha, but she confused the agosha shamish with agosha sadam. What an amazing pshat. And it's the Magen Mishnah right over here in Perek Ches Halach Aleph, who has the famous line according to the Rambam that he doesn't believe in the Vesis Aguf as an independent entity. That's where he writes it. Wow. Amazing. Okay. Rabosai, let's get to the Gemara. Yud Beis Amud Aleph. We have another 10 minutes and we have to stop. Yud Beis Amud Aleph, gentlemen. Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Boimene, the top of the page. Boimene, Rab Zeir, Rab Yuda. Isha Mao, Shetivduk Atzma, Labaila. Toysvis. Pirish, Lifne, Tashvish. Omale, Lo Tivduk, Tivduk Abakath. Limanok, Bo Porish. Okay. Boy, me name of Abba Miravuna. Isha Mao Shetidigatso Kashir Vesis. Till Chai Balachatas. This is Tomarachatashmish, obviously. They happy to do it. The ones at the end, no. Limo Nokfo Uporish. Okay. Take a look how the Ramban understood the sugya. what he says. Before, after, fine. Pirashinyan. Sheyushol and Svurin. Shebedigos halolo shel taros. Yeshlochos shel sveker. Vizesho et svichua chacham el taros. Kuli. The gabi abba shel laharich olea nesaderich. Ubishemach malatsu nikwa tsunu of a koshin. Uposhto lehem. Shebedigos shel taros chomu shetiklu vem chacham. Yad marbe bezok benoshim. Umishubachas. Velo shimokum sofik loch. It's not a real sofik. Yafarot alachmir. En ruach chachomim no chaymenu. Right then and there. Lo al daito. Shafila batas number came. Period. He's afraid that she checked something and maybe she found something. He said the whole bia is on a suffix. Wow. When the Ramban says lo shem mokum suffix lochasha, means it's not a realistic suffix. Other way, check it for. They're checking for bugs. It's a far out suffix. We don't have to worry about it. It's a far out suffix. That doesn't mean no suffix. At all. A far out suffix. That's how the Mefarshim explained. If you look at the footnote 104 in the Ramban, that's how he explains. Fine. So far, so good. Now, let's take a look at the last source for today, is the Hagos Maimonis. Since you don't have Rambams in front of you, I'll show you the Rambam. The Hagos Maimonis. Where is the Rambam? Let's go right over here. Surabia Perek Dalet. First one, it goes Miami. Watch. Kolabdika Sa'ela Huskuel in Yasuka Bataris. Fine. Kosa Ben Simcha, Shainisha Rashal Ahmalatsa Lidaka Tashmish. Avalid the Konadashmish, Rashoy Odom Lahach Malatzmo, Kiditnan, Kalyana Babalivdog Vahule. Ooh. Kemori Rabbeinu Micha, Isha Shai Savodega Samanachatashmish, Afish Eilat Vesis, Lama Tachmut, the Kalkalatsa Bedava, Shosulachachavim, came into the Midoraisa, Vinisha Tagash Vimsara. The Rabban and Osir, Robla Gosh, Moksamim. Hey Mamru, like Hey Mamru, Hey Mamru, Tehechash Dashka Dam Osu, Hey Mamru, Shall Live Dog, Ad Khan. This is a citation of the Agos Maimon. Amazing. Rabbeinu Simcha. What Rabbeinu Simcha say? Rabbeinu Simcha said that he's quoting Gemara, Uvda. What's the Gemara Uvda? Yud Beis and Yud Beis. Look at the Uvda. Look what the Gemara says. They said as follows: Shaltinu din shibese, I l'shminu din didei. No, Dilma inu komachmiri anav shayu. How can it be? It's libo nopo. Must be the possibility exists. If that's the case, the Beis Yosef writes that according to this, both shaylas of the Gemara are akatashmish. It can't be called Tashmish because he wants to leave an Opal Parish. Korner was simply not saying the Opal Parish, but called Tashmish. So both questions are after Tashmish. Both. Who says so as well? The Ramban. Watch. What's the Rambam later on? Where's the Rambam? Where's the Rambam? Quickly. Oh no. There'll be a Rambam. Watch this. V'chol ma shehik le Rav Yudah Rav Zeir Mishmei de Shmuel. That's the very top line of Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Watch this. Ein Oela Bevdikuzu Shalifnei Tashmish. V'chol de Bormenei Rav Abba Merav Huna Sarachu lefarish. Right over here. Ishamash tivdok. Shlomon avalam elivdok b'shir veses. V'yachar kach. Nushat zacheven v'oshem toli v'chadas. Tzili v'nokfo. Aval achar achar. Bodekes. Kodem v'shatelukh l'tekaneach. Afa pishu bodek b'shalom v'chadas. I he himself. Shani hasam. He has no choice. That's what Rashi and Tosfos learned. Tosfos says, Lifnei Tashmish. He says, no, it's all Sacha Tashmish. Shem Lifnei Tashmish, but Tzniyus have a hula. So why say no? Wait with it. Since I just told you before, the Rambam says, Pshat in the Rambam, that the whole Gemara on Amun Aleph, both Ibayas are after Tashmish. Both. Fascinating. I just have to end with this. The crazy Uplacy has an amazing word. Listen, there's no libo nokpo if the husband tells her to do the bedikah. It's not Rucham, it's not Nocha if the husband didn't tell her. And look at this Diya Kalosha. Watch this. He says, Rabbeinu Simcha, Ein Isha Rashad Hachra al Atzma Livda Gacha Tashmish. Abba Livda Kodam Tashmish. Watch this. Not an Isha. Isha has this, no right. Rashoi. Adam is Lashon Zacha. Adam lahachmal atzmo Lashon Zacha. And he can say that she should check. How do you like that shot? Diktuk, gentlemen. Diktuk. Okay. We'll have to stop here, Mishnah. Tomorrow, hopefully, will be regular time. We'll continue with these important inyan. Okay.